Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply part two of Made from Scratch. It's Made from Scratch part two. You may recall yesterday, my friends and neighbors, we were discussing how the things that we like best about food are typically associated with foods made from scratch. You remember, our grandparents may have made biscuits from scratch, or they may have made cakes and pies from scratch. This meant that they didn't get anything from the grocery store. Everything they got, they made it from right there and on their property, whether they pulled it from the garden or whether they kneaded the dough. Whatever they did, they made it from scratch, and it tasted great back then. Well, I also say that in our team building lesson that we've been working on, the best way to build teams is from scratch. Also, yes, my friends, I know there are people that want canned success. They want the people who have been there, who've done that and got the t-shirt. Well, oftentimes that doesn't work out as well because those individuals are harder to train on a new system. That's the reason why even in the National Football League and in pro teams all across the country, they want to draft their players as rookies rather than bring them in from the outside because they know that they can train them up the exact way they want. Well, let's discuss how in the part two of our Made from Scratch acronym, we were on the Scratch acronym, and I want to outline these final key elements of creating a powerful team from scratch. These same elements that apply to teams apply to individuals also. That A in our Scratch acronym reminds us that we must give those individuals absolute attention. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you're baking a cake from scratch, you can't turn your back on the cake. You got to keep your eyes on the casserole. You've got to continue to watch that turkey in the oven. You know that you've got to constantly focus on the things that you want to grow and you want to turn out the right way. By the same token, if you are developing solid teams or if you're looking to develop yourself individually, absolute attention is required. In what area? How do we accomplish this? It can be accomplished in a few components. One, by follow-up. It can also be accomplished by training and inspiration, education, professional development, continuous feedback. See, when we're working to give absolute attention to the people on our teams, we cannot leave one stone unturned. Have you ever had a team member that started off really well and then they seemed to be ignored, and after they got ignored, they became distracted? After they were distracted, they became disinterested. And by the time you reconnected with them, they had moved on and started doing something else. That temporary fire they had already been put out. In this regard, my friends, if we are focusing on absolute attention, calling those members of our team, communicating with them daily, sometimes by email, sometimes via text, other times via phone call, if we're giving them absolute attention, they'll grow. You know, when a parent has a toddler, they don't allow those toddlers to venture off too far. In fact, they put gates in front of the stairs. They make sure that the back doors are locked. They make sure that no way or no how the kid can get to anything they don't need. They start moving all of the hazardous items out of the children's reach. Why? Because they want to make sure they give the toddler absolute attention. That's the only way the toddler grows. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, you will be amazed and pleasantly surprised at how well your team grows when you give them absolute attention. The T in our Scratch acronym reminds us of the importance of thoughtful timetables. You see, making anything from scratch takes longer than making them from cans and boxes. You know, you have to take your time with people on your team by the same token because they won't get it right overnight. A box cake can be ready in 15 minutes. A cake made from scratch may take 2 hours, but we prefer the cake made from scratch. So we have to give thoughtful timetables and not make our team members feel discouraged just because they don't hit a particular goal at a particular time. One of the worst things we can do, my friends and neighbors, is discourage our team members when they miss their goals. We've got to give them thoughtful timetables. We've got to get the buy-in. We've got to give them specificity to make sure they understand step by step exactly exactly what they're supposed to do. We've got to give them a chance to do it. We've got to watch them and make sure they're doing it the right way. See, these things, my friends and neighbors, require thoughtfulness. If we're thoughtless, then we'll berate them or be upset with them or make them feel bad by not achieving a particular goal. We'll then use comparisons and talk about how somebody else that started when they started did better than they're doing. That's not the goal of success, my friends and neighbors. The goal is to be thoughtful and use timetables that are actually consistent with the skill level of the person on the team. That C in our Scratch acronym reminds us of the importance of constant correction. See, a baker making food from scratch has to beat the eggs. They have to beat them till they get to a certain consistency. Then they have to knead the dough. They have to knead the dough until it gets to a certain level of texture that they can then place into an oven. It takes constant correction. See, they don't just crack the egg and stir it a couple of times. No, it's a constant process. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, in the best, most politically correct, most encouraging and enthusiastic way possible, you're going to do the same thing with your team. You're going to give them constant correction. It's just like when you took your first driver's test or when you first start learning how to drive, then whoever was teaching you how to drive had to communicate consistently about what you were doing behind the wheel that you could improve. He might say, okay, make sure you're looking out your rearview mirror. Make sure you're looking out your side mirror. Make sure you're doing this. Make sure you're doing that. Because what we want to do is create consistent patterns, and people need constant communication from their leadership in order to advance. Not just communication, but also correction. Watch the emails they send. Pay attention to the phone calls they make. Watch their presentations and then communicate with them areas that they can improve. It's not criticism. It is constant constructive correction. Then the final thing, my friends and neighbors, when you're making things from scratch with your team, it requires healthy habits. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, making things from scratch requires discipline. You remember, if you ever saw someone make something from scratch, they do the exact same things the exact same way every single time, and the food comes out the exact way they expect it to come out. Why? Because they have a pattern that they're following, and people follow patterns. What type of patterns are we giving for those on our teams, my friends and neighbors? Do you have healthy habits for them to follow? Have you set a pattern, or do you have healthy habits yourself? What does your morning look like between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. What does your afternoon look like between the hours of 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.? What about your evening? How do you wrap it up between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m.? My friends and neighbors, I would challenge you that healthy habits begins with healthy schedules. Schedules that people can replicate. Schedules that people can adhere to. There should be schedules for full-time guys and schedules for part-time guys. Task lists and assignments, all to be able to give individuals a healthy habit. My friends and neighbors, making things from scratch is not as easy as it sounds, but it certainly is worth the time. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take the time to build your team from scratch. Let me ask you a question. Did you enjoy this training segment? If you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.